Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hamlin. Batting third. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Savarin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mike McCormick. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Hauser. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell juggles the ball. That's an error on McDowell. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke takes first base on ball four. Valentine moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Askew for a passed ball. Valentine moves to third. Locke moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard takes first base on ball four. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields it and throws to second for the out. Valentine scores. Locke moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman takes first base on ball four. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine is called out on strikes. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Savarin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Savarin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hamlin moves to second. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Locke is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McMullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Askew moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Askew scores. Salmon moves to third. It's Senators, 1, Indians, 1. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. Casanova strikes out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-1 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Whitfield moves to third. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser hits a fly ball towards left field. Howard makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Howard. Whitfield tags and scores. Colavito tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Colavito scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell bunts towards first. McMullen fields the ball and throws to McCormick covering. Safe. Askew moves to second. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards first. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Savarin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Doug Camilli pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hamlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Casey Cox now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner strikes out. 1 out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Locke strikes out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McMullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Allen now pitching. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 2 in the game. Casanova hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-2 in the game. Savarin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMullen moves to third. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brinkman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Savarin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Colavito moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards first. McMullen fields the ball and throws to Cox covering. Safe. Colavito moves to third. Houser moves to second. Bob Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Colavito scores. Houser scores. Askew moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Askew scores. Landis moves to third. Salmon moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Dick Lines now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis is walked intentionally. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Jim Landis now playing left field. Bob Chance pinch hits for Dick Lines. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a pop-up towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hannon now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Colavito strikes out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Houser hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing right field. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McMullen hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Howard moves to third. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 3 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Howard scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Savarin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salmon. The throw from Casanova and he is out. Brinkman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Jim Hannon. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 4 in the game. Valentine bunts towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirkland moves to second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirkland moves to third. Valentine moves to second. Dick Raditz now pitching. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Locke strikes out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkland scores. Valentine moves to third. Hamlin moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Jim King pinch hits for Ken McMullen. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.